This is Antimatter, the marketing podcast hosted by Great Matter, where we mix strategy and digital marketing with explosive results. Welcome back to Antimatter. Our topic today comes from an experience I had last week when working with a marketing team that hadn't quite gelled. We'd like to guide your team to more success and less friction. I'm Adam Weiss.
And I'm Annie Cahoon. I'm excited to talk about this because we went through some of the same growing pains and want to help you avoid some of them.
We initially divided this episode into 5 sections, but since they're so interwoven, we're going to talk about it a little more narratively. Here are the overall topics: team culture and mindset, collaboration and team habits, feedback, cross-departmental alignment, and operation and workflows.
Let's break down how addressing each of these categories in your team will help you be more successful, efficient, and build longevity within your team.
Cultivating a shared team culture and mindset with a unique rhythm and shared experiences like inside jokes, social time, and general camaraderie help build trust within the team, allowing members to be more respectful, open, and receptive to ideas. Often, in a brainstorm with a team that doesn't really click, a bad idea can gain traction because there isn't enough agency to just say no. Or, if there is a good idea, there may not be the confidence instilled with each other to support it. Basically, cultivate ideas in a safe space.
Speaking of brainstorms, setting consistent meetings like creative jam sessions or asynchronous video updates helps build momentum within the team. That doesn't mean to have endless unproductive stand-up meetings, but short, purposeful working sessions that encourage active collaboration rather than just status updates. And yes, sometimes you need that wrap-up meeting, but keep it quick and focused on sharing one win and one lesson from the week.
When there's a truly bad idea, or if something goes wrong in general, like a failed campaign, treat that failure as a valuable learning opportunity to improve tactics for the whole team. There is no I in team. Yeah, it's a cliche, but it's critical for a healthy culture. With that said, create an environment where all team members feel both comfortable and encouraged to proactively ask for feedback in their work. If you're the one being asked for feedback, don't give vague, unhelpful criticism like, "This isn't working." Instead, provide constructive feedback that is specific, actionable, and respectful. For example, "I like the direction you're going with this ad copy, but I don't think it matches with the audience. Do you think it might work better to speak to their needs?" Then, importantly, work on building the team's ability to receive feedback without taking it personally. Apple called this fearless feedback, the idea being that you could give feedback without fear of reprisal, and the recipient knew it was for the greater good.
Since most of your work is probably being done for other departments or clients, make sure you address your stakeholders' needs and wants and align your marketing efforts appropriately. You may think sales wants one thing where they actually want another. When you're done with your assignment, don't just throw it back at them and say, "It's done." Instead, collaborate with those teams early and often to get actionable feedback. These cross-functional syncs should be a mandatory part of your process.
Sometimes we get lost in our toolbox. With AI, project management, spreadsheets, calendars, and all the other orchestration applications we have, we can lose the plot. While it's important to invest in strong marketing operations, you must do so at the benefit of creativity. Dumping tasks into a project management tool without structure will ultimately lead to lower quality campaigns, and you'll miss your goals. Don't assume that developing detailed creative briefs, clear timelines, and proper asset version control will magically give successful results. Use those tools as support for your creative process. Just make sure you don't stall out while trying to learn the tools.
These are just a few of the basics for getting your team in the right space to work really well together and reduce friction to focus on creativity, operations, and hitting your goals. You'll always hit snags, but if you're fearless about your feedback, you can work more cohesively with each other, keep the peace, and keep cranking out the good stuff.
As much as I love the tools we have, I've been guilty of letting them drive my workflow. Now that I let our workflow drive the tools we use and allow my team to give direction without worrying about me being upset, we've got a great flow of content that's super engaging. Join us next time to find out how to turn social media into sales.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share Antimatter with everyone you know. See you next time.